This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
There are some things in your marriage that you really, there's no real estate for compromise. Like, he wants a kid and you don't. Can't really compromise on that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. He wants to have an affair. I don't want him to have an affair.
There's no wiggle room on that?
No.
You joining?
That's not, yeah.
At least negotiate.
I really set myself up here because my example is not nearly as dramatic as what we have just thrown out there.
What do you got going on with Bart?
I just want to be able to eat pasta in my living room.
Oh, well, what's his beef with that? Because he doesn't come out of nowhere. And just say, hey, I just want to let you know the rule, even though you've never eaten pasta in the living room before, is you can't eat pasta in the living room.
I feel like you either grew up in one or two households where you sat around the dinner table and it was like strict family time, no TV. Or you sat around a dinner table or you had like the dinner trays or whatever. We had these little desks and you watched TV.
The little plastic desk things
These weren't plastic desks. These are like actual... Weird tangent. So we actually have the school desk that my parents had when they were like little or whatever. So like there's these little wooden metal school desk, and that's what we used to sit on and eat in front of the TV when we ate.
Wait a second. Not the ones with like the one elbow on one side and you would do your work on the front?
I mean, I can forget it. No, they're not like that, but they're like these little wooden and it's attached and you slide into it and then there's a metal bottom and there's like stuff to put your books.
Oh, yeah, well, you can put your books in.
Yes.
I remember those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I want to know why they took the desk. Like, did they steal it from the school?
I have a pew from the church that my mom and my granny went to.
What is with your family and taking chairs?
Stealing a desk is crazy.
Seating's really popular in Christmas family.
They're chair thieves.
They mispronounce it. Klingshirn is actually kleptomaniac.
Yes.
Twisting kleptomaniac.
There you go.
Maybe that's what that means in German.
And so, I honestly, I don't know how my husband grew up, if they all sat around the dinner table and there was no TV, but we had a TV in the kitchen. My chair, unfortunately, was the one where my back was to it. I remember sitting around the dinner table and when the Desert Storm, like when that started, being at the dinner table and that going on that little bitty TV in the kitchen, right?
Yeah, I had assigned seats.
Yes.
Really?
At the dinner table? Yes.
We do.
Really?
Yeah, I had assigned seats too.
What?
It was an unspoken thing.
Yeah.
Like if you sat in a different chair, your brother would look at you and be like, that's my chair.
All right, so here's the table and here's the TV. I sat here. My mom sat here, my dad sat here facing the TV, and my brother sat over here.
You couldn't request a trade?
No,
I don't know why I have this vision in my head, because you said that you don't know how Bart grew up as far as like dinner goes, right?
Yes.
But growing up on a farm, I just sort of envision him sitting down with his brothers and his parents after a long day on the farm. Everybody's eating, but nobody is saying a word to each other.
No, that's pretty typical. That's now.
Okay.
That's now. That was probably then.
All right.
So I had made some tortellinis, which I love, and Jimmy loves. Pasta is what we call it. Pasta. He wants pasta. And I had made some cheese tortellinis with Rao's red sauce. It, by the way, that's the best marinara, if you don't know. And I made a big bowl of it. I had shredded my Parmesan, and I was ready to go sit in the living room in front of the TV using the coffee table to watch a show. And I would eat out of the same bowl as Jimmy and just feed him some pasta, right? And Bart comes in. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm eating. I'm watching my show. He goes, you can't eat red pasta. You can't eat red sauce in the living room. And I go, and I sat there and I took a long enough beat and I just didn't have any fight in me because we'd had a really long drive that day. And he goes, come on, man, you know better. You can't do that. You have to go into the, like, the dining room.
Oh, damn. You know better?
I think he's, if I remember correctly, nice. Like, and he didn't say it like his tone. He was very careful with his tone, at least, because it was somewhat like jocular, but he wasn't like reprimanding me. But at the same time, it felt like I was getting reprimanded. So I grabbed my bowl, which I hadn't even taken a bite out of yet. I walk into the dining room where one sits to have a meal. Jimmy came, sat in my lap because he wanted pasta. So we sat there and I ate pasta and I would cut it in half and I'd feed him pasta. And we had our pasta at the dining room table. But as I sat there, with every bite I took, I got more and more mad. Mm-hmm. Because I am a 43-year-old woman that has gotten relegated to the dining room, and I am not allowed to eat pasta in my living room.
Do I get to play defense attorney for my client that's not even here?
Yes. And you asked if he should be here, and I said no.
Kristen, you know better. He should be on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
you're accurate there.
All right. So let me ask you questions on behalf of my client.
Go for it.
Because my client, as far as I know, is not an unreasonable man. He's a logical man.
Very, too logical.
Very logical. I'm assuming there have been, let me ask a question. Mm-hmm. Have there been offenses in the past where the red sauce gets on your couch?
Not with the red sauce, no. But has there been food spillage in the living room before? Absolutely. We have a toddler. We have dogs.
Okay. So
the rug is disgusting. It's getting replaced here in the next year.
Was my client directing, look, the red sauce on the couch at more like Jimmy or you? Which is he more scared of spilling the sauce? You or Jimmy?
Me feeding Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think probably what my client was saying is like, come on, you know better. He's going to, the kid barely can like put food in his mouth. He's probably missing his mouth and hitting his cheek and his eye sometimes.
Well, I was feeding it to him because if it's something like that with the red sauce.
But you don't know, kids, they spit, they throw up, they don't even give you like a warning or anything. So because there has been food on the couch before, he's probably thinking this one's next level.
Yes.
Because it's going to stain the couch.
It's weird how a 43-year-old mother wouldn't have had those same thoughts and thought she could handle it.
Thank you!
If she didn't have the history of dropping the food on the couch with other non-staining foods, he probably wouldn't have said anything at all. He's just trying to avoid this disaster.
But who cares? That was my thing. Maybe it wasn't about you. Maybe he looked at Jimmy, your sweet summer child to your right, and thought, you know what? Maybe Kristen can handle it, but if she takes that tortellini and there's a little bit too much air time, you can get a little spillage on the couch.
No, that's my thing. More than likely, it's the rug that he was worried about. So, because we have blankets over the couches for the dogs. So if anything spills on the couch, you guys need, because the couch is fine. The tortellini would have been covered in dog hair. And it's the tortellini that would have been ruined, not the couch.
We can't have that, not the tortellini.
And it's the rug. But the rug is trash, so I don't care. I just wanted to sit on my couch and eat my tortellinis with my little man, enjoy our pasta, and watch some Ferdinand. But instead, I got shunned to the dining room. And I'm like, I don't know where the middle ground is.
So you literally got up with Jimmy and went into the other room. You did it.
Yeah, of course I did.
The walk of shame, and you're just getting more and more pissed.
I was getting more and more pissed with every bite of tortellini I was taking.
In the case of a spill, who would have to clean it?
I would clean it, but it wouldn't be up to his standards.
Okay.
Maybe just eat your pasta dry next time.
Ew, Thomas.
Okay.
Here's my thing. It sounds like Bart has great points because Bart and Chad are very much alike. Like,
yes.
I was banned from eating in bed and I fought against it and then I spilled an entire Popeye's sweet tea in bed and I said, you might be right. But here's the thing. The way I would take it if I were you, like if this were me in that situation, I'd be like, you think that I didn't think through any of this.
Yeah.
That I'm not capable, that I'm not a capable adult. And this didn't cross my mind. And you just think I just into the living room with a bowl full of red sauce without thinking things through. And then you tell me I have to move. It's not a conversation. It's you telling me where to go eat. like double infraction. But if it were Chad and Chad had been like, hey, babe, you know, the pasta always spills and it's red. Maybe eat it at the dining room table. I 90% would have been like, you know what? You're right.
Bart doesn't communicate like that, though.
He does not. That's not his thing. He does not.
Yeah. I'm Team Krista.
We're in the midst of working on that.
Here's Brian.
You look so just like the life has been sucked out of you.
I just want to feel like an adult in my own home.
Well, act like one. Brian, we got about 30 seconds. What do you got, man?
So all I want to say is that my wife does the same thing, but the problem is that she does it, and then she knows that I'm going to be the one that's going to fix everything. So I have to fix and clean it up. And just like Kristen said, it's not going to be to his level. So he knows if she does it and it gets all over the place, he's going to be the one that has to clean it up at the end.
Appreciate it. That's Bart on the Voice Disguise.
all this talk about pasta reminds me of a question. What is a DJ's favorite pasta sauce?
Oh, here we go. All right. Oh, wow. DJ's favorite pasta sauce.
Marinara.
I'm going home.
All right, bye.
Chris is laughing. Laugh out loud.
I'm done. Just kidding.
Marinara. The Bert Show.